Welcome to a Durban Christian Center South Ministry message. We hope you enjoy this inspiring word from our senior pastor, Pastor Johnny Grobler.
Well, we come to the word of God this morning, and I've got a good word for you. Amen. I have entitled my message this morning, Jesus, our High Priest. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And today we want to look at this wondrous revelation of our high priest. And we spoke last week about Jesus, the tabernacle, and how the tabernacle reveals Christ. And one of the things that we kind of mentioned but didn't really zero in on is the fact that there was the Old Testament high priest who would minister in the temple, clothed in his priestly garments. And this high priest would enter the Holy of Holies. And once again, this high priest, when he enters the Holy of Holies, his clothing is once again based on fine linen. His clothing is fine linen with all the revelations attached to it. And what does fine linen speak of? The righteousness of Jesus. Amen. Jesus, the holy, the pure Son of God. And so he goes in with fine linen, and the Bible says he is pure, he is holy. When he enters, he's different to every other priest who entered before, because the Bible says he was tempted, but yet he remained without sin. Hallelujah. What a miracle. What a miracle. Imagine, amongst all the billions of people on the earth, all the billions and billions, in many nations, in different cities, in different areas, in the fields, in the mountains, in the hills, wherever they are, all over, amongst the billions, you can search and search, you won't find one with pure linen. Only him. Hallelujah. God's miracle son. And the Bible says he became sin. He took on in his body our sin, and he was the lamb that was sacrificed on the brazen altar. Hallelujah. It's amazing how everything in the Old Testament speaks of Jesus. Everything. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the beginning and the ending of our faith. He is the full revelation. Hallelujah. And the Bible says that when he sacrificed himself, and of course, when Jesus hung on the cross and he gave his life, his flesh was rent. His body was broken. And when his flesh was rent, it's like the Bible speaks of the veil of his flesh. The veil of the temple was rent. It was torn apart from top to bottom. Hallelujah. Signifying that God is making a way into the Holy of Holies for us. Amen. If it was from the bottom up, it was the work of man. But that temple, that veil was rent from the top down because God prepared a way for you and I. Hallelujah. That's why he is the temple not made with hands. Praise Jesus. And the Bible says in Matthew 27:51, then behold, the veil of the temple was rent in two from top to bottom, and the earth quaked and the rocks were split. Hallelujah. So when the temple is set aside, it's no longer necessary. And I want us to realize today that when God takes the old, he replaces the old with the new. He doesn't destroy the law. Jesus came to fulfill the law. Amen. That when he took the temporary aside, it's been replaced with the new. Actually, it's been replaced with the true, the reality. Jesus entered the Holy of Holies of heaven with his own blood, and the Bible says he remains forever. And we remain with him forever. Hallelujah. Praise God. The Old Testament priest had to come back out, but he remains. So I want to show you today the facet of the law and how the law ties in with Christ going into the Holy of Holies. We notice that the Old Testament priest was clothed with garments and he represented the law. Amen. His garments had the tassels, had the phylacteries. They had the law tied around them. Everything about him was the law. He represented the law. And he entered the Holy of Holies clothed in the law. But he couldn't stay in there because he was only a type. He had to come back out. But thank God, when our eternal high priest entered, the Bible says, he was also clothed in law, but he was accepted because he was the fulfillment of the law. Hallelujah. And so he abides forever as righteous, as being the embodiment and the fulfillment of the law. He is not a transgressor in any way. Therefore, he is accepted. For in him, the law is satisfied. It's fulfilled. It's perfectly kept. It finds its completion. And the law he entered with testifies that he is the righteous one. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amazing things when you get searched from top to bottom. Imagine the eyes of him searches you and looks right through you to the intents and the purposes of the heart and finds no fault. Finds total acceptance. And God, the Holy One, says, I can commune with you. Hallelujah. Because you're perfect like I'm perfect. So he could commune with the Father. Hallelujah. Being the fulfillment of the law. You must notice is that Jesus walked in clothed in the law. Hallelujah. He is the law. He is the word. Heaven and earth will pass away, but not one jot or tittle will pass away. When he walked in as the law fulfilled. Hallelujah. The law, and he's satisfied and is the embodiment of the perfection and the fulfillment of the law, and he is declared the righteous one. Hallelujah. Watch this. And because of that, now we who have been washed in his blood and raised in him and have access into this eternal temple who is Christ, we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We are the fulfillment of the law. Hallelujah. Amen. Therefore, how can we still transgress the law? We're not transgressors. Hallelujah. By the Spirit, we fulfill the law. Hallelujah. We take the whole law to another plane. Amen. To righteousness. We have become the righteousness, the Bible says, of God in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Romans 3:21, but now the righteousness of God, apart from the law, is revealed, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. That's how we are the righteousness of God, through Christ Jesus. Because we are in him who is the completion. He is the perfection. Hallelujah. And we find and have communion. In Jesus, I am the righteousness of God in Christ. There is therefore, Romans 8 verse 1, now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set me free from the law of sin and death. Hallelujah. In him, I am made righteous. In him, God's holy laws and holy requirements have been satisfied. Hallelujah. And there's no condemnation for me because I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, who can bring a charge against his elect? And who can accuse them whom he has justified? Hallelujah. Because in him we have been accepted in the beloved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And having been accepted in the beloved and made the righteousness of God in Christ, we abide and we are in the Holy of Holies continuously. Hallelujah. Because we live in him. Amen. Some people pray this way. They say, Lord, thank you that I can come into the Holy of Holies. This morning I come into the Holy of Holies by the blood of Jesus. It's like you slept outside of the Holy of Holies. Now this morning you wake up, and so you come by faith into the Holy of Holies. No, you are in him. Everybody say, I'm in him. I refuse to step out. Come on, say it again. I'm in him. I'm in Christ. I'm in his righteousness. And in his righteousness, as Christ is, so I abide in the Holy of Holies continuously. I don't need to go out and come back in. Amen. Too many believers leave for the night. Now, thank you, Lord. It was great in your presence. So, goodbye. I'm going to go sleep. And tomorrow morning when I wake up, I'm going to come and say, Father, I come. I approach your throne of grace by the blood of Jesus. And by faith, I enter the Holy of... No. That's old understanding. Amen. Everybody say with me, Jesus is my covenant, is my high priest, is my tabernacle, is my abiding place. I abide in him. I live in him. I move in him. I have my being in him. When I sleep, I'm in him. When I awake, I'm still in him. Nothing can separate me from this God, from this place, from this temple, from this dwelling, from this habitation. All that is his is mine continuously. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So if you want to leave for the day and come back tonight, you're an Old Testament believer. You have entered the heavenly tabernacle, not made with hands. You abide in him. Hallelujah. And all that is in him, all that God has in Christ Jesus. So remember, I spoke to you last week about him being our eternal habitation. When you get to heaven, you are in him. Hallelujah. And the Bible says in heaven, remember, I read for you Revelation 21, 21. I looked and there was no temple there because the Lord himself and the Lamb is the temple. Hallelujah. And so in him, you see, that's why the enemy tries to get you. He tries to get you outside. He tries to catch you outside. Amen. But I'm not coming out there. Amen. I'm abiding here. He said, come out here, let's fight. And I'm staying right here. Amen. I'm not coming into your territory. Hallelujah. I'm in Christ. I'm in the Spirit. Hallelujah. When you're in Christ, you're in the Spirit. Hallelujah. That's what it means. We live in the Spirit. We live the life of Christ Jesus today. Hallelujah. And when the enemy wants to come against me, he has to cross the bloodline to get to me. He can't get in here. Amen. Hallelujah. So when the enemy comes to strike at you, does he do so legally? You better believe he doesn't. He can't. He can't get to you. Amen. So my son, Justin, went with me. We went on a trip down to Cape Town. Okay, I must finish, but let me finish with a story. Went down to a trip to Cape Town, and we drove up there near Oudtshoorn, and there was this place, a crocodile farm. Amen. And they had a unique experience, crocodile cage diving. And of course, he wants to go. So they put you in this cage, and it's got the bars are about, I'd say, about 100 millimeters apart. And they put you in a cage, and they swing you over. And as they drop you into this big pool, the crocodile hears you coming. And that crocodile came. And that crocodile was testing that cage all around. He was desperate to get to Justin. Amen. But Justin stayed in the cleft of the rock. Hallelujah. And at one stage, the crocodile came past and its leg did this. And Justin stuck his hand out and grabbed the leg and jerked that crocodile. That crocodile suddenly realized, hey, there's live bait inside you. He became even more interested. He was testing the cage from all sides. And the instructor shouted, if you put your hand out one more time, we're pulling out of that water. Amen. He's not allowed to touch the crocodile. But what I want to say, if he kept his hand out there, he'd be bitten. Amen. What do you say? I'm not getting out there. All that I am is in you. I'm in Christ. I live in this covenant. Hallelujah. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. I refuse to step out there. Praise God. And so his blessing and his covenant abides. Everybody say, I am in covenant. I am in Christ. I'm in my dwelling place, in my safe house, and all that he has is mine today. I thank God for it. I live in it. In the name of Jesus. Now, you know your spirit man's already there. Do you know that? Your spirit man, the Bible says, is perfect. 1 John says, your spirit, he who is in Christ cannot sin. It's impossible. Your spirit man cannot sin. Amen. So what is our fight? We fight the soul, the flesh, and we bring it under subjection. When the flesh wants to get out, it gets bitten. Amen. Just pull it back. Hallelujah. I'll notice even, thank God, when the anointing is on you, you get like a lizard anointing. Amen. Not real. We don't want to be lizards, do we? But even if you bite your arm off, you pull it back in, it grows back. Because in Christ you're whole. Bring the flesh back into wholeness. Amen. Hallelujah. I regrow my tail. Amen. The mind's bitten off at the moment. But I'm in Christ Jesus. Now the righteousness of God apart from the law. So in Jesus' name, there's no condemnation for you. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. He has no place to condemn you. The Bible says, he that raises in judgment against you, you shall condemn. Amen. So in Jesus' name, every lie, every deception, every accusation the enemy has against you, in the name of Jesus, is cut off. He has no right to accuse you when you're in Christ Jesus. Everybody say, I'm in Christ Jesus. Devil, in Jesus' name, I renounce you. You have no authority and no place in the name of Jesus. Every authority, every access, every accusation you have against me is broken. I'm in Christ. I'm in life. I'm in resurrection. I'm in covenant with God. I'm made whole today. Just pull yourself into his presence. If there's areas outside of your life, the Holy Ghost will reveal when there's things that you need to correct. There's things that are sticking out of the crocodile cage. Draw them in today. But you will come to no harm. The anointing abides on your life today. Now, in Jesus' name, every access, every authority that the enemy tries to use to get to you, I cancel by the blood of Jesus. I cut it off. He has no access to you. I bless you. I declare you the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I declare that you are in the secret place, the dwelling place of the Most High. And you cannot be found, but the blessing of God abides on you. Thank you for your hand on every saint. Thank you for your blessing. In His presence is restoration. In His temple is glory. The glory abides. Now we thank you, Spirit of God, for restoring each and every one, for your miraculous presence, for your supernatural abundance and power that works fulfillment and causes each and every one to be perfectly whole. In the name of Jesus, I release wholeness. Things that are missing, be restored. Things that are broken, be made whole. I thank you now, Father, for this covenant of peace set on each and every life. And everybody said, amen. Every head bowed, every eye closed. As we sit standing here in the presence of God, He's reaching out to you in His great love and compassion. And you are here today, you say, Pastor Johnny, my life's not right with God. Can you pray with me? I've not pleased the Lord, but I want Him to touch my life. I want to come back to Jesus today. Can you pray for me? I want to make right with God. If that's you, God loves you. And if you call on His name, you shall be saved. Each and every one of you, say, Pastor Johnny, pray with me. I want you to put up your hand. I'm going to pray with you. Say, here I am, Pastor Johnny. I want to make right with God. I'm going to pray with you right now. Just put those hands up. I'm going to pray with you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for these lives. Thank you. I see that hand. I see that hand. Anybody else? The Spirit of God is drawing you because He loves you and He shed His precious blood for your salvation. Anybody else here, Pastor Johnny, I want to make right with God. If that's you, just lift your hands. Now, Father, as these hands are raised, I bless them. I bind the spirit of deception. I break its power over them. I destroy your every hold. I cancel it by the blood.
We trust that you were blessed by that word. Our prayer is that you are inspired to become more like Jesus. If you'd like more information about Durban Christian Center, contact us on Durban code 031-467-0457. We'd love to hear from you, so please send us a praise report or even a prayer request. Thank you, and God bless.